Between 2011 and 2013, technicians from the North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board conducted thorough testing of the waterways within the Russian River watershed.
We found human source bacteria to be higher in tributaries, higher than we think is appropriate for water quality.
Rebecca Fitzgerald heads the agency's Adaptive Watershed Management Unit. She says it's no mystery where those pollutants were coming from.
We are concerned about homeless encampments as a source of human waste to the creeks and to the Russian. A lot of the encampments are located next to streams, under bridges. They often include direct, untreated discharges of human waste. So what we hope to do about it is work with the municipalities, work with the county to try to reduce those discharges and try to reduce the homeless encampments and where they can have that direct impact.
Fitzgerald says her board is not about to impose fines for the contamination, although they potentially could, but they do want to see it dealt with. One of the people trying to do that is Chuck Motern, the Homelessness Services Coordinator for the Sonoma County Community Development Commission.
State regulations are going to mandate jurisdictions reduce pathogens in the waterways. So our effort is to outreach those people to help move them towards housing and to try to find ways in the meantime to mitigate the environmental impact. Some of the ideas are about finding locations that we may be able to put porta potties and garbage cans to facilitate their ability to, while they're living outside, maybe live a little cleaner and have less environmental impact. Hopefully we can find some locations for these that are suitable to the communities around them.
But many of the current sites are hard to get to with trucks to deliver and service the portable toilets, so alternate locations may be needed. That could be a step toward establishing semi-sanctioned encampments, something that housing activist Adrian Lauby says may be necessary.
The county didn't really anticipate that as a solution for homelessness. And of course, no one thinks it is an ultimate solution. But there are people saying, hey, it's going to take a while to build affordable housing. Even if we had it all set up tomorrow, it takes a while. So in the meantime, where are people supposed to sleep? Where are people supposed to use the bathrooms? And people are out there already in small groups. We need a way to make that legal, or we need to say, okay, you can't be here, but here is a better place for you can be.
At a recent housing discussion in Cotati, Lauby says she found support for this emergency approach was growing.
I asked people, well, what would you think about having an encampment in Cotati, one that was visible and legal? Because the neighbors are a big concern for this. And I was shocked. The consensus was, this is a good idea. And the guy that I thought was the most conservative dressing guy said, let's have them in every city in the county.
Additional community meetings to talk about housing needs and ideas are scheduled next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, and Cloverdale, respectively. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.